Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck, our live performance and interview series. I'm John Schaefer. Gotopo is a Venezuelan singer and musician currently based in Berlin. Her music explores her own Afro-Indigenous roots through a mix of ancient folkloric sounds and modern electronic dance music. Her debut album, called Sacudete, comes out on May 19th. But Gotopo has already established herself as an exciting live performer. So we're excited to have her performing live here in our studio. Here she is with a song called Piña Pa' la Niña.
Sha! Boom! Tropical, bien tropical, mamá. Tropical, bien tropical, bien tropical. Dale, dame la papaya con piña, dame la piña con papaya, dame la piña pa' la piña pera, piña pa' la niña. Dame la papaya con piña, dame la piña con papaya, dame la piña pa' la piña pera, piña pa' la niña. Dame esa piña pa' la niña y la papaya pa' la mamá, dámela toda pela, toda pa' la niña y pa' la mamá. A mí no me da banana, mamá, a mí me gusta guayaba, mamá. Dámela por la mitad, fresquecita, bien jugosita, mamá. Tropical, bien tropical, tropical, bien, bien tropical. Tropical, bien tropical, bien tropical, suavecito pa' gozar. Tropical, bien tropical, bien tropical, tropical, bien, bien tropical. Tropical, bien tropical, bien tropical, suavecito pa' gozar. Dame la papaya con piña, dame la piña con papaya, dame la piña pa' la piña pera, piña pa' la niña. Dame la papaya con piña, dame la piña con papaya, dame la piña pa' la piña pera, piña pa' la niña. Ay, pa' la niña, dame esa piña pa' la niña, yeah. Dame esa piña pa' la niña y la papaya pa' la mamá. Dámela toda pela, toda pa' la niña y pa' la mamá. A mí no me da banana, mamá, a mí me gusta guayaba, mamá. Dámela por la mitad, fresquecita, bien jugosita, mamá. Tropical, bien tropical, tropical, bien, bien tropical, tropical, bien tropical, bien tropical, suavecito pa' gozar, tropical. Bien tropical, tropical, bien tropical, tropical, bien tropical, bien tropical, suavecito pa' gozar. Dame la papaya con piña, dame la piña con papaya, dame la piña pa' la piña pera, piña pa' la niña. Dame la papaya con piña y dame la piña con papaya, dame la piña pa' la piña pera, piña pa' la niña. Tropical, bien, bien tropical, tropical, bien tropical, bien tropical, suavecito pa' gozar. Tropical, bien tropical, tropical, bien, bien tropical, tropical, bien tropical, bien tropical, suavecito pa' gozar.
That is Gotopo live in our studio with her song Piña Pa' la Niña. Pineapple for the girl, is that the translation?
Yes, that's right, in a way.
Yeah, I mean, there's pineapples and papayas, but I somehow get the feeling you're not singing about fruit.
Well, you know, I love about this song that it's like it goes back to this naivety of that Caribbean lyrics used to have, you know, where everything seemed very light listening and innocent, but always there used to be some kind of hidden message,
yeah.
You know, either socially relevant or just for adults. So,
yes.
Yeah, I love that. I love how a lyric can do that.
And it's not just Caribbean music. I mean, in the 1920s, there were all these blues songs about sugar and, you know, food and cooking. And it wasn't about food at all.
You know what I mean? I love that so much.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a little bit about that.
So, Piña Pa' la Niña, I mean, you're listening to the production. It's got this kind of, you know, Caribbean reggaeton vibe, but it's also, you hear the marimba. It sounds like a marimba sample.
Yes.
So, you know, you're beginning to get some indication of kind of those folkloric sounds, which we hear in a bunch of the other productions as well. Where does this idea of this indigenous futurism, as you call it, how did you come to that?
Well, I came to it as someone who faces herself in the 21st century with this very complicated Latino label, right? It's who named us such? Who defined us as such? It's such a complex thing historically, culturally, because we are a continent of diversity, right?
Right.
You know, having lost so much ancestral memory of where exactly my ancestors came from, then and being unable to historically accurately recover it, you know, that's when I understood that my path was more going to be recovering ancestral memory through means of creativity, imagination, at the same time that I communicate with the elders that are still there today, you know.
So interesting. If the feeling is that you've lost so much of your history and you can't recapture it.
Not precisely, you know what I mean.
Right, right.
Yes.
So then you're left to create a new future and kind of build your own history as you go.
Exactly, because of course, you know, for indigenous communities that are living indigenous lifestyles today, living their cultures in the flesh, it's, you know, the accuracy is very important. I'm saying, who exactly are you, right? Where exactly is your ancestor, are your ancestors coming from, right? So in my case, and in the case of many Americans and Latin Americans, the accuracy is not possible anymore.
Mm.
So
if I ask you, all right, where does your family come from? Can you give me an accurate answer?
The most accurate answer that I can give you is Gotopo. And that's why the name, you know, because Gotopo is, you know, it's my father's name. It's one way of looking at it. And my father never told me really anything about the history of our family. I had to find it out in the most random way. I just, you know, I'm watching this old man play dominoes, and he goes like, "Señorita, ¿cómo te llamas?" And I'm like, "Gotopo." "Gotopo, the chief." And he starts telling this tale of a chief of the region, which is my dad's region. And I was like, "Wait a minute, chief?" And then I wanted to cry. I wanted to smile. I felt so many things at the same time, like complicated feelings, you know?
Yeah.
First of all, the fact that not even my family knew. Not knowing means also not remembering, not celebrating, not passing it on. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yes.
So I felt the pain mixed with the joy. Like, I think this sweet-sour thing that makes us as Americans, it was one way of, a new way of feeling it in that moment. You know, the moment when I kind of heal. This random old man gave me some of my memory back. And I felt, I don't know, it was like a call of duty a little bit too. And then this whole imaginative thing of ancestral futurism comes after.
So what was your musical upbringing like? Was it kind of Latin pop? Was there indigenous music at all coming from your father's side? I mean, what did you hear as a young kid?
Very eclectic, extremely eclectic, because I grew up between Venezuela and Colombia. My family is Venezuelan and Colombian. And so Afro-Venezuelan music, very strong. There's a lot of Afro-Venezuelan influence in my music. Afro-Colombian. I've always loved music that makes me feel ancestral vibes from anywhere around the world. So I've always been a digger. So when it comes to the indigenous side, I had to do much more digging, because the Afro side, you know, it stayed printed in our social awareness, you know, in the form of the new fusions, you know, salsa, dembow, reggaeton, everything, like 90% right. of the music of this continent is influenced by the African diaspora, I guess, because of the dancing factor. But indigenous one, you know, a lot of the times has been forgotten more.
Yeah.
So there had to be a lot more digging involved on that side. Right.
So I'm sure you know, I know that you're aware of Bomba Estéreo. You opened for them, right?
Yes, in Berlin. That was beautiful.
Yeah. And, you know, Simon Mejia has his other project, Monte, where he's digging into the indigenous music of Colombia.
Exactly. Monte, you know, I shouldn't be the one to define Monte, but I feel Monte is also a lot about the cosmovisions that reminds us how indigenous cultures have always been very much aware that there's no division between us as humans and nature. Like, nature is not an external object. We are nature.
seems like he's sort of a kindred spirit for you.
Yeah. I would say so, yeah, because I feel we can't have enough of this right now, yeah. You know? And I love the way he blends research and the trips with film and then with music.
And with dance music. So
yes.
You're still dancing to it. It's just it's
yes.
A very different kind of dance
yes.
Music.
For me, that was always very important. I felt like, okay, when the skin and the body feel something, you know, the fact that people in, I don't know, New York have never visited, I don't know, the Amazon, how can they care for it and love it if they have never seen it? That's something that we have to be honest. It's one of the top things about the conversation around climate. If you haven't felt nature, if you don't spend time with it, so that's why I said, okay, cool. If I cannot take everybody to the Amazon, maybe I can bring the Amazon mm-hmm. to people in a way that it you can resist it. You have to move. You have to feel, and then you can think.
Yeah.
You know, first the feeling, then the thinking.
now this next song, Cuckoo, the production here, you know, you have the big kind of sub-bass sound that is very Western, very contemporary. But there's lots of percussion in there, which seems to be coming more from the tradition, you know, from a folkloric sound, and yet, you know, a very modern dance kind of effect.
Yes, Cuckoo, like I always do with my sound design process, and with also with all my collaborators that I have worked with, it's always this process, like selecting the sounds or designing them is the beginning, is the core, because sound communicates so much. And that's why I really spent quite some time on that one, selecting and designing. And then, again, this is also the process of ancestral futurism through music, right?
Mm-hmm.
There is Afro-Indigenous, you know, it's Afro-Indigenous. It's the album pretty much is that.
And the album will be called Sakudete, comes out on May 19th. My guest is Gotopo. Let's hear a live performance of this song called Cuckoo.
Let's go.
Quítame la mano de donde la tiene. Ya te dije, nene, que eso no es así. Quítame la mano de donde la tiene. Ya te dije, nene, que eso no es así. Una mami rica, bella, tropical. Una noche se fue sola para andar. Deja, niño, échate para allá. ¿Quién te dijo que tú puedes agarrar? Quítame la mano, ¿de dónde la tienes tú? Quítame la mano, niño, que eso no es así. Hey, quítame la mano, ¿de dónde la tienes tú? Quítamela ya, no lo digo más.
Y quítame la mano, ¿de dónde la tienes? Ya te dije, nene, que eso no es así. Quítame la mano, ¿de dónde la tienes?
Pa'l carajo con tu mano también. Si tú agarras, sabes cómo hacer. Mire que no hay nada que temer. Y si no sabes, pues llame a su madre pa' ver si le enseña cómo es que Mira cómo mueve la cadera. Dominicana, puertorriqueña. Mira cómo mueve la cadera. Todas las mujeres de Colombia, Venezuela, dominicana, puertorriqueña. Ay, cómo se mueve la garota brasilera, Mira cómo mueve la cadera. Todas las mujeres de Colombia, Venezuela, la dominicana, puertorriqueña. Ay, cómo se mueve la garota brasilera, Mira cómo mueve la cadera. Todas las mujeres de Colombia, Venezuela, la dominicana, puertorriqueña. Ay, cómo se mueve la garota brasilera,
That is Gotopo singing and dancing up a storm here in our studio in Lower Manhattan, and a roll call of countries and regions of Latin America, Colombia, Venezuela, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, Brazil. all these places that have such a rich musical history and which you, Gotopo, tap into in songs like Cuckoo. Does that simply mean the bird, the cuckoo?
Or the cuckoo.
Yeah.
It's very funny to be asked. I think nobody asked me before about the name of the song. Like, why cuckoo? You know, I think that shall remain a mystery.
Okay. You're allowed. You're allowed one mystery. But I expect an answer to this next question. Why Berlin? What brought you to Berlin?
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. Berlin is really a place that I chose.
Mm-hmm.
I had, you know, I chose Berlin because I felt after my digging that Berlin could be, you know, from so many places, from the hard that it is to thrive as an artist sometimes, right? To struggle, to hustle. And, you know, there are harder and harder places. And you also want to be in a place where you know you can thrive, right? So among all of those places, Berlin seemed to be one of the friendliest ones for artists in many ways. Number one, because of the eclecticism of the scene, because of the liberalism of the city. Like, people really are, they're not afraid of new stuff. So many cities are like, oh, this music, oh, yeah, that's too, yeah, nobody's going to pay tickets for that or whatever. They are afraid, but like in Berlin, you know, new, crazy, unknown, come, right in, boom. And there's financial support for artists. There are so many things that are unique to that place that are like, wow. It's still not like everything needs work to get
sure.
anywhere, like everything. But I do feel that I made a very much right choice. Berlin.
Well, there's a little, like a 4-minute documentary about you in Berlin online. It's called Gotopo, The Sound of My Destiny. And there's a scene of you busking in the subway, in the underground.
En su jardincito de hogar mirandino se embriaga mi alma de un néctar divino. Terroñito de cielo, jardín de mi folclor, hogar de todos, morada de amor.
Is that a cuatro or a bandola?
It's a cuatro. Yes, yeah. A Venezuelan cuatro.
Yeah. So is that your original instrument?
One of them, yes. Like, the cuatro was... In fact, it was the first instrument that I really picked up and started learning.
Yeah, and in this little, as I say, 4-minute documentary, literally, it ends with a phone call from what sounds like a British and English producer who had spotted you playing on the street or the subway. Who was that, and did it lead to anything?
So that was, oh my God, I'm going to mention him, okay? Maybe he's going to hear this. He's going to be glad. So he goes by the name Seiji. He was the first person who said, oh, cool, let's go to the studio. Let's try to get creative. And it was like we got creative, and actually our creations and our ideas were more back in the day towards like, because I also come from the classical scene, right? I still didn't mention that, but like when you
spoke
about...
Well, I was going to ask if you came through El Sistema.
That is the thing. El Sistema is my musical home, you
yeah.
know? Like...
Yeah.
The thing is, I've always had this crazy eclecticism, and it's so hard to put it, to answer it in like 60 seconds. Because always one feet on the tradition, then another feet on the classical music scene, and my third feet, because I have 3 feet, right?
Apparently.
So my third feet, was always, you know, pop music,
yeah.
whatever was pop music in the moment. In English, that's how I learned English pretty much.
And for folks who don't know, El Sistema is the system, is this wonderful... kind of collection of musical orchestras, ensembles, schools throughout Venezuela. Gustavo Dudamel.
Yes, Gustavo Dudamel is you know,
the famous,
the icon of El
yes.
Sistema in the world. But like, it's one of the successes of the project is that it became institutionalized in terms of, you know, public budget for all of these kids to have access to things they would only dream of
yeah.
having access to. And now it's possible for millions of kids around the country to have access to free musical education. And it's a life changer for, it's been a life changer for us, for all of us who've been part of it.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So were you studying, because I know that it's not just classical music, they do make a point of teaching folkloric music and instruments. So were you studying cuatro?
The cuatro, you know, in El Sistema, I did my full musical studies, and my instrument was the piano, the one that I classically studied there.
Okay.
As a composer and direct orchestra conduction student, you had the luxury to be able to, you know, write a piece and test it out with an orchestra conducted by yourself. That's like a luxury that you,
yeah, really.
in Western, like in Europe, in the US. you would hardly have. I don't know today, but back in the day, you know, to be at the rectory and grab orchestra, like, you have to go through so much process, and, you know. So that was one of the one among thousand things that were great and special about it. And yeah, never to be forgotten is one of the things, one of those chapters of my life that are a very strong part of me.
Well, and that orchestration, that sense of orchestration of knowing what kind of sounds go where, even though you're not doing anything that is obviously classical, you know, it's much more clearly in the dance music category, that sense of knowing, you said it before, you know, you start by identifying what sounds are going to be used and how they're going to be put together.
That is so and when I sit down with other producers to collaborate, I've always got this coming from them, like, well, you really know, you really get deep in the sound, you really is it, like, I don't meet a lot of artists, like, I think now there are more and more artists getting really more involved in the sonic design. For me, it's like, I'm very annoying in the studio in terms of, like, no, yes, that's thick, but, like, a little bit less brilliant, like, it's like, and this sounds nothing like nothing, but in the detail there's always the glory. And that's something you learn with orchestration, absolutely.
So let's put that orchestration ability to work again in the title track of the forthcoming record, Sacúdete. What does that mean?
Sacúdete is literally shake it off.
Shake it off, okay.
And sacúdete is a changa tuki, which you might have heard of. Have you heard about changa tuki ever?
No.
So changa tuki, you know, that's why I wanted to do it, because changa tuki, you know, this classical period of my life, I left it. I really willingly stopped, gave it like a break when I moved to Berlin. I wanted
something. You stopped doing classical music when you moved to Berlin,
yes.
Where there's like orchestras
exactly.
And opera houses
How
on every block.
Is that? Yeah, that's a good point. But I am not Europe. Europe is not me. That's not my identity. It's not my language. It's not my legacy. It's not my soul. So this ancestral call was very strong, and I said, I need time to reset my mind, like decolonize it a little bit as well, because it's unavoidably so that this loss of identity and culture means a constant colonization of whatever is coming from outside, pop culture, la la la, whatever, and including also classical music. For me, I needed to even decolonize that my voice, and now I can truthfully go back and do something meaningful for me and for my community and my people and for ancestral futurism, even in the context of classical music, you know?
Okay, so what is a changa tuki?
So changa tuki is, when I came to Berlin and I discovered this electronic music scene, I'm like, okay, we do have something of us that is really Venezuelan-born, which is an electronic music genre and scene and rave music that was born in the in Petare, like in the red zone ghettos of Caracas.
Right.
And it's called changa tuki, right?
Okay.
So changa tuki is rave music, but what I wanted to do is to do like a pop version of that rave sound, you know? I wanted a three-minute song with short and catchy lyrics, and that's when Sacúdete was born.
Okay. Let's hear a live performance. Gotopo is my guest.
Vamos negra, dale pues, vamos allá, muévete. Muévelo como solo tú lo sabes hacer. Tú eres la nena, los nene, en la punta del pie, con la mano en la cabeza, sacúdete. Sacúdete. Vamos negra, dale pues, vamos allá, muévete. Muévelo como solo tú lo sabes hacer. Tú a la nena y los nene, en la punta del pie, con la mano en la cabeza. Cúdete, pepe, pepe, cúdete. Sasasa, cúdete, pepe, pepe, cúdete. Sacúdete, pepe, pepe, cúdete. Sasasa, cúdete, pepe, pepe, cúdete. Sasasa, cúdete. Sacúdete, míralo, sacúdete, sacúdete, mírala, sacúdete, sacúdete, mírala, sacúdete, sacúdete, mírala, pepe, pepe, cúdete, sa, 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 sacúdete, pepe, pepe, cúdete, sa, 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 sacúdete, pepe, pepe, cúdete, sa, sa, sacúdete, pepe, pepe, cúdete, sa, sa, sacúdete. Yeah, yeah. dale pues, vamos allá, muévete, muévelo como solo tú lo sabes hacer. Tú a las nenas y los nenes en la punta del pie, con la mano en la cabeza, sacúdete, pepe, sacúdete, sacúdete, pepe, sacúdete, 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 mírala, sacúdete, sacúdete, mírala, sacúdete, sacúdete, mírala, sacúdete, sacúdete, mírala, sacúdete.
Once again, Gotopo live in our studio with the title track of her upcoming debut LP called Sakudete. And so, having had the classical music in your background, the cuatro and other traditional kind of típico sounds of Latin American music, and now the dance music, do you see a time maybe down the road a few years where you might bring all of those things together, the classical included?
You know what's the crazy thing? This trip to the USA was one of the most unexpected things of my year. And it all happened thanks to an invitation from the Hirschhorn Museum in Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
It was an invitation of like cooperation between the European Union and the USA. And it was very magical because I realized many of my friends from one scene don't meet in the other scene. And I was like, okay, I dream of bringing these people together, these scenes together, these ways of thinking together. And, you know, Gotopo doing like this kind of like ancestral rave music, the way I call it, in the Hirschhorn Museum, which is like one of the most important contemporary art museums in the world. I'm like, my dream is coming true. That's how it goes. So that was a few days ago, you know, like.
And you were representing Germany.
Which is crazy, you know, oh my God. I love that. Germany? I love that about you. That's so nice. We exist, yes, borderless.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. So, yes, I have so many ideas. It's all a matter of time, okay? Until all of these intersectional ideas come to life. And, coming. It's a matter of time. So.
Well, Gotopo, for the moment, I've really been enjoying the songs as you've been releasing them one by one, and it's great fun to meet you and have you here today. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the invitation. Boom!
And thanks also to our hardworking crew, technical director Irene Trudell, our producer Karen Havlick. Joe Enright shot our videos for today, which you should definitely check out on the New Sounds YouTube page. Eric Weber is our video editor. And you can keep up with what we're doing on New Sounds by texting New Sounds to 70101. Paso para adelante y otro para atrás. Paso para adelante.